Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The Burt Show.
She sort of had to sell herself out if she wanted to get the approval of her boyfriend's mom over the holidays. Well, if she could do that or not, her ego took over. Before that, Cassie says there are a couple of phrases in 2024 we just got to eliminate.
These have been driving me nuts, and I've sat on it for months being like, this is a you problem, Cassie, but they keep getting used, and they keep getting used, like, in the worst circumstances, and I just need it to stop. All right, so these three phrases have got to go. Nourish. This nourishes me. Oh my God. No, it doesn't. Seeing a kitten does not nourish your soul. All right.
Yes, it does, Cassie. Yes, it does.
You're cute. It makes you feel good, right? It doesn't fill you with joy, which is the second phrase. Oh my God. I hate when people say I'm filled with joy. Your home can be filled with joy. No one is filled with joy in this economy, in this state of the world. You're a liar. I would love to be filled with joy.
All right, so joy
it's not
was
possible.
Joy was for December, but we're over that. This is January.
It wasn't even December. You're all liars. No one is filled with joy,
especially at the holidays.
I things bring you joy. It just comes off as fake to me. Maybe the state that I'm in my life, but I'm just a jelly belly. And then the third one is fellowship outside of church. You have fellowship in church. Sitting down with your coworkers at O'Charlie's is not fellowship. Stop.
I'm so over hashtag blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag content. Hashtag blessed.
The blessed has irked me for years. So I feel like when you say you're hashtag blessed, and this is my own hang up. Like, I realize this is a KK thing for sure. I don't like using the B word, the blessed word, because it makes you feel like you're superior to others. Like, you got something somebody else did. Huh. Like, that's...
Hashtag blessed, hashtag content. I just don't
like when they add the too blessed to be stressed on it. Like, that's when it's...
It's
too much.
Too much sauce. Live, love, laugh.
Too much dip on you, Chip.
God, humans are stupid. You're so stupid. All right, so there are times where, Burt Show, we just forget about storylines, and they're open-ended for you guys. So we need to do a follow-up Thursday. It's fairly recent because we got a reminder from Heather Birch that was telling us that, hey, you remember that woman that really kind of had to sell herself out for her boyfriend's mom? And it had everything to do with cookies. Can I get a follow-up on that thing?
Yeah, so if you missed the OG dilemma, she's been dating her boyfriend for 5 months. She met his parents for the first time about a month ago. Her mom seems nice, but she still feels like she has to impress her. His mom is very social, has many friends, a large family, and his mom invited her to a holiday cookie swap party that his mom throws every year. It's basically all women, her friends from church in the community, sisters, nieces, etc. So she's going to the cookie swap party, and everyone is supposed to bring cookies and the recipe for the cookie printed on cards so that others can try the cookies and take the recipe if they like it. She's really good in the kitchen. She's a good baker. She also has a really amazing family cookie recipe that everyone loves. She was looking forward to impressing his mom with her incredible cookies. While talking to several friends, two of them said, do not bring the amazing cookies, that she'd outshine the mom, and you don't want to do that. Her two other friends think it's ridiculous and that she should be herself and bring her awesome recipe. What was the best approach to take if she wants to win the mom over? What did she do?
I ended up being myself. As a few of you suggested, I made my cookie recipe. The one that everyone loves.
All right, let's go.
Everyone at the party loved the cookies. Everyone gave me a ton of compliments. However, the one person who didn't seem to say much about it was my boyfriend's mom. She tasted them. She said they were good.
She could have said, these are good.
Yeah, it's the way you say it, right?
I don't know. It just says, quote, good.
Or it could be, these are good.
It could go either way. And that was it. When it came to the contest, my cookies came in second place. Hers came in first. I tried her cookies. They were okay. However, I honestly think that she only won because everyone felt obligated to vote for her. I think she knows that, too. I talked to my boyfriend about it afterwards. He seemed to think I was overreacting and that he was certain that his mom didn't feel one way or another about my cookies being better than hers. I'd like to think he is right. But we were supposed to have dinner with the parents this evening, and his mom texted and said they'd have to cancel.
While she learns how to make cookies.
Maybe I'm paranoid, but I think I screwed up my relationship with her over cookies.
I think not. I think this is the perfect scenario, actually. Everybody there knows your cookies were better, right? And you still came in second place. So mom gets the ego stroke on that whole thing. I'm sure the cancellation had nothing to do with the cookies, but I think this is a win-win. You think it was?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, because people are petty like that. Did you screw up your relationship? Absolutely not. Like, you can't let his mother interfere with your relationship. That is rule number one, which is sometimes a very hard rule to follow. You were yourself, and there's nothing wrong with that. And if she can't take it on the chin that you bake better cookies than her, that's a her problem, not a you problem. You were humble about it. You took the second place prize. I think in her heart, she knows your cookies are better than hers and that people felt obligated to vote for her, so she didn't. She may have won, but in her heart, she knows she didn't win. But
which is the perfect win.
Yeah.
For you.
But will she hold on to this for the rest of her life? Probably, because I know people like that.
Really?
Yes.
Come on. Over cookies?
Yes.
Come on.
I know somebody who still brings something up that happened 17 years ago, and it is the stupid, most frivolous thing ever.
Hashtag petty.
They're not blessed.
They're hashtag very stressed. So, but don't apologize for being a good baker and just, and don't, I wouldn't say anything to it. I would just let it lie. And if she's got a problem with it, it's her problem.
The Burt Show.